Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Jeff from Disaster Future 360. Today's slide is called The Yellowstone Supervolcano is a disaster waiting to happen. You guys should know the beautiful Yellowstone National Park sits over a giant active volcano nearly about 3,500 square miles and through its massive eruptions.As powerful as 100,000 nuclear bombs that can kill 87 people and make two-thirds of the country immediately spill of ash into the atmosphere. The ash cloud could block the sunlight and it might affect every single life on Earth. Yellowstone has been a national park since 1872, but it was only after a century scientists had discovered the scale of the volcano is 44 miles across. And 20 years later, in 1980s, they know that this thing is still alive and could erupt again. The eruptions of Yellowstone are 1,000 times more violent than the Mount St. Helens eruption of 1980s in Washington that killed 57 people. If Yellowstone erupts amid very high level of molten lava on Earth's surface and very thick clouds of smoke in the sky, that could put the whole United States or even the whole world in nuclear wind.Depends on how big is the eruption. With ashes for a month without any sunlight, it's going to be very, very cold, and the global temperature of Earth will be negative 18 Celsius. Almost all plants would die in this situation, so there would be no photosynthesis, which means no air.No oxygen. The 99% of animals would die, including humans, if we don't do anything. But I think humanity won't disappear, because humans are smart enough to move to some place like underground city or the deepest and warmest area under the sea, International Space Station, or even another planet before the volcano blows.But some people might think the probability of Yellowstone erupts again is pretty low. Well, not until the latest research. The scientists believe Yellowstone would erupt in 10,000 years. However, there are still some scientists think the statement is fake, or they think the eruption will be that big.Or so the ash would only cover some of the United States. Like I said at the beginning, if Yellowstone erupts, of course, it will be a huge disaster for humans and other living things on the blue planet. But anyway, after all, what I want to say is... Oops, sorry, not this one. Okay, for real, what I want to say is...Live in the moment, because there are tons of things that humans can control and can change. So don't let the negativity judge you too much. Think them in a positive way and then leave it to scientists. Let them deal with it. And thus, be mindful, active, and open. Remember, the life is fantastic. And remember me, Jeff, and my channel, Future Disaster 360. Okay, now it's time to say goodbye.Okay, goodbye. See you next time at Future Disaster 360. Hey, you forgot to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.